Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet right here on Metal Messiah Radio. Oh, man, tonight I have for you a very special guest. Well, guests now, actually. I have Don Doty from L.A. Caffeine Machine, the legendary Dark Angel, and Eric's with them, too, so this is great. We have two of them here at once, and Eric is like a special, special guest. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jeff. Good to be on.
Okay, so right off the bat, what's the scoop on a Dark Angel reunion? Now, we already heard the band has been confirmed for the Keep It True Festival next year in Germany. So fill us in on the accurate info. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, we didn't want to set any dates, and we didn't really want to come out public. Right now, we are just sitting down, and we're talking things out, and we're trying to get things settled. This way, everybody can, you know, give the shows that we want to give. We want to give the fans back what they've given us all these years, and that's just a killer show. So we are doing that right now. We're sitting down, and we're trying to figure out maybe a couple more shows. But, yeah, we are actually confirmed for the KISS show. And, you know, we just had to throw one out there and just say, we're going to do it. And that's the one we picked. I did a little survey there on that Facebook thing, and it seems to be the one everybody asked for. So, the promoter's really good. Ollie, he's a great guy, and we just set the date, and we just did it, and everybody's on board with it that I can see, and again, I can't give any more dates at this time.
Right.
We're still giving some negotiations about those. But,
sure.
We are looking forward to a very, very big 2014. That's all I can say.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you next year, too. I mean, we're just excited to hear that show is confirmed. So we know you're coming back there in some way, shape, or form. Now, do you have the lineup, maybe, of the band? Do you have certain members that are definitely on board so far?
Well, here we go. I can say that Gene, Mike, Wolf, Eric, I can say Mike, Gonzo, I call him Gonzo. actually, Jim has actually sat down with us, too. I've spoken with Justin. We're all in talks. We're all just kind of giving it a feel to see what's going to be involved. They're talking about spreading the shows out. At the time, they're talking about doing some pretty big festivals.
So we're so excited about that, too. And we know that, you know, like Gene's in a bunch of other bands, but there's ways you could schedule around. And, you know, he's been kind of pussyfooting a little bit around the issue because, you know, of scheduling and everything. But like I said, you know, we don't even care. As long as we know you're playing at least that one festival, we're good. The rest you guys just bring to us when you're ready.
Hey, you know, once we get out there, you know we're not going to turn around and walk away.
No.
Going halfway around the world, you're darn right we're going to stop and say hi to a few people that we got out there.
Yeah, hey!
One of the best crowds in the world. I mean, I've been looking forward all my life, and I'm really stoked that it's happening. I really am.
And everybody is. So, Don, tell us about the early days of Dark Angel in the early 80s. You know, how you guys all formed and how you all got together. And how the hell old were you back then?
That's kind of funny. We started about 17 years old, and we just got together. And, you know, we just wanted to do something that was different. You know, the punk scene was out, and that was a little bit too political for us. I mean, that wasn't our route, so we wanted to express ourselves in a different way, so we just kind of got together, and next thing you know, we were playing, a good song would be like Am I Evil. If you hear Dark Angel play Am I Evil, we played it at Mach 10, and it just sounded really, really good. That's how we went about things. We just played them, whatever the speed was, we just like put it on, you know, 78 and just jam do it. And there wasn't a whole lot of that going on at the time, really, you know?
No, I was going to say, when you guys came on the scene, it was like when the scene was just starting out there and just starting to explode. And you guys, when we look back out when you guys first started out, today we see that as the glory days of thrash.
Yeah, it's kind of weird like that. Yeah, we played like the first early shows that we did. You know, we did like small clubs with Slayer and with Megadeth. And, I mean, that was like small club shows. I mean, that's just what was going on at the time.
We had to wrestle up our fans. Don't think it was easy. You know, you had all that glam stuff going on.
All of that was hitting real big. But then we were always on the opposite side of the fence, you know.
But our fans were always true, you know, they were always there, they were always supportive, and that's what kept me going, you know.
And they still are there. And Eric, I mean, you know, speaking of Megadeth, wasn't there a time when they wanted you in their band?
You know, it's kind of sort of, yeah. But, yeah.
Long time ago.
Exactly.
And really, Eric, you really are one of the members of Dark Angel who have been here through all everything, just about.
Yes, I ended up being the last guy standing, so to speak, the only guy who did all the records, and it kind of worked out that way, strangely enough. Jim, the original guitar player, had called me. I was advertising myself, just looking for bands, and because I played like with all the local people I could. I live in Huntington Beach, and so, you know, like after high school or whatever, I ended up playing with all the local people in my area and just, you know, found that this ain't going to go anywhere until I fucking branch out. So I advertised myself in the local newspaper for musicians and got the call from Jim and met up with Don, and it just eventually all worked out nicely. And then, you know, different people, you know, like you said, with the band being the last guy, you know, everybody kind of, different people rotated out after the years here and there, and I ended up being kind of the last original guy.
I know, I was just, that's why it's kind of cool having you here now. And, you know, like, you've seen it all, you know, you've seen Ron come in, you've seen Ron have health problems, you've seen Ron leave, you've seen the band break up twice, you've seen it all.
Started and didn't materialize, and all the BS, really.
Getting back to the band, right, I hear to this day about tours from a lot of fans, very memorable tours that you guys have been on that they all remember. What were your shows like back then when there were, like, little to no constraints on audiences?
They were pretty wild, you know. Just definitely crazy with, you know, the stage diving antics and things of that nature. You know, it was fun. Lots of real good times. Like touring with Death and stuff like that, and, you know, Nuclear Assault over in Europe, and just our own headline things, and yeah, it was real fun.
You got to remember, with Dark Angel, we always showed up a little bit early, and what we'd do is we would actually mingle out with the crowd, we get to know who was out there. We get to, you know, you out there shake some hands, and you get to know people on a one-on-one basis, on a one-on-one level, you know. You just have a good time. You know, you're having memories, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're jumping off themes and cracking your head open and doing something over like I did, or it doesn't matter, you know, if, you know, some girl throws her underwear up on the stage and Eric and I look over and the rest of the song's out of tune because...
Because she's got the puppies out.
But, you know, we had some good times, and, you know, there was a lot of bands, and we all, you know, we might have played jokes on each other a little bit, and might have had nicknames for each other, but we always had a good time with it.
So, Don, are you still going to be jumping off beams and cracking your head open?
If I can, you're all right. Why don't you? Why not? I mean, I don't think I'll be taking any two-story dives anymore, but. Yeah, I've already talked to somebody down there in New York. He said, you know, Don, I remember catching you in the Ritz, and I plan on catching you again. So I said, you know, I'm going to have to hold you true to that. So we're going to have to see how that goes.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, I just mentioned you guys, and I'm like, oh, I remember seeing them, like, in Boston and in Rhode Island and all these places up, because I'm from the East Coast, so that's where a lot of my audience is from, and they're like, so excited when I just mentioned you guys. I'm like, oh, maybe we'll try to get them on the show. And they're like, oh, my God, you have to get them on. I mean, I've heard more stories, believe it or not, of people that have seen you guys on tour than any other, you know, band that's been out there. I never get people telling me, oh, yeah, I saw them. It was a great show. I get people telling me, oh, man, I remember that show in Boston. And it always ends up with somebody getting a bump on the head or something.
That's true. That's,
that
we did a lot of bumps, and we even played CBGBs.
Oh, jeez.
Killer show in Queens, though. Remember? Oh, yeah. We always had a good show. I can say that. Yeah.
So you did. You played CBGBs.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were doing like these metal matinee shows on Sunday afternoons, and it was a packed show.
Oh, I bet.
And but it was weird because it started at like 3 in the afternoon. Yeah, it started early. But matinee show on Sunday afternoons. CBGBs. Yeah.
I mean, so things are so different nowadays from back then. I mean, what are your thoughts on the music industry now compared to back when you guys were first in it?
Well, the music industry's come a long way. I mean, let's be real. At the digital age, you've got everything, you know, it's at a touch of a finger now. If you do something, it's there. And I think it helps the band. I do. You know, where else can you go out and play and then have your stuff on YouTube in no time at all? And if you got something, hey, it's going to be seen. That's a good thing. And you don't have to fight the zines like we did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big deal to get in BAM magazine. I mean,
right.
I mean, I don't know if you know about BAM, but it was like our Bible. It told us who played where and when, and just to fight for a spot in it was, I mean, it was something. And then, of course, if you did get in a zine, you were somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, yeah, that was our only real way of communicating back then. And today, I mean, you have your Twitters and your Facebooks and your... It's right there at your fingertips, and it's really a good thing. I mean, it helps a lot of bands out.
And that is funny that you do mention that, because back in the day, that was one of the main things, was getting into those band magazines. And I've done interviews with, like, Nasty Savage and Possessed, and they're the same thing. Back then, it was, like, all these magazines that you could be in, you know, and there was just a million of them, too, you know, back then. And now it's like you said, there's hardly any magazines like that. There's big, like, your Revolvers and Decibel and stuff, but they're few and far between, as back then there was, like, a million zillion ones. And,
yeah.
And even in my boss at the station used to collect them, and I think he has like an attic full of them.
Yeah. I got boxes of that stuff still. That's how you found out about the up-and-coming bands, you know?
Yeah!
And then that's what we did. We go down to, you know, we go down to Middle Earth Records and down there, Downey, and we thumb through every blessed album that was there, and when we find one, you know, you come across something like Trouble, or you come across, you know, and you pick them up and you give a listen, and you're like, hey, this is good stuff.
We're really dating ourselves when we say album.
I know. That's okay, because Vinyl is kind of making a little comeback now, so it's okay.
Vinyl is. No cassette, thankfully, but yeah.
I think it's mostly for the collector aspect at it, because when I look at numbers, vinyl still doesn't sell anywhere near as well as, you know, the CDs are still number one, believe it or not, followed by, like, the MP3s. But, yeah, and you know what even else? People are starting to record on cassettes again.
Get away.
Yes. I see, like, this gravitation to earlier sounds and formats of some of the classic bands like Dark Angel, and I think this is apparent by actually all the positive comments on your guys' social medias, because I stalked you guys before I called. There's all these things. You just mentioned you got your first stalker! Yay! Old lady stalkers!
Well, gotta have it.
But, I mean, and already, you know, there's a lot of... There's everything on there is positive. People can't wait to see you guys come back. What do you think when you see all this positive feedback after being away for so long?
Pretty strange. It's very encouraging to see that the, you know, and I never really doubted it, because our fans were always core. They were always true. They, I mean, every time we would show up, the place would be packed, and it was because of them. And I don't doubt today that when we show up somewhere, we go out front and talk for a bit, they're going to be right there. I don't have any doubt at all, because you don't walk away from metal. Metal is a part of you. It's who you are. You can't just like, well, that was then and this is now. I'm talking to people that are, you know, older than me, and they're telling me, Don, I'm going to be in the front row. You better believe it. And I'm just going, right on. That's what I'm talking about, because, hey, I'm up there. I'm giving it my all every time.
It's exciting, you know, because like you said, these people are so excited to see you. This is what I'm saying. Like that guy's saying, they're going to be right there up in the front row. And what's nice, too, at this age, we have money that we could buy tickets to go see.
Yeah, no doubt.
Isn't that the truth? We don't have to sit there and take cans and stuff like we used to papers.
Right.
That's too funny.
And you know, they could bring their kids. This is what I also like about this, too, is when these older people go, they a lot of times bring their kids. And I'm talking their kids are like teenagers, right? And then they hear your music. And, of course, they're probably fans anyways because they're probably playing them around the house all the time. So you get this more diverse audience. So it'll be interesting when you guys get out there to see what the audiences are like nowadays. Because back when I was going to concerts, when you guys first came out, there really wasn't a lot of old people there, I have to say. At least I didn't notice them.
No, they weren't there.
Exactly.
No, they weren't there. But you're right. I got my boy is about that age.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to concerts, and you know, it blows me away that his friends will be rolling up to the house, and they're like, "Do you know who your dad is?" Like, oh, come on, not you, and you know. We start gagging him. It's like, we have a good time with it, Nolan.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, we definitely have some good time.
And it is cool, too, for the old fans to get out and see you, too, because they're like, oh, gosh, you hear a lot of the new metal that's out there now. And this is what we're subject to. And there's so much of it out there now that the scene is kind of really saturated with it. And then when we hear a familiar name, we get excited, you know, especially when they're good. So many people that I've talked to have, when I mention the band Dark Angel, they'll be like, I don't understand what happened. They were so good, they should have been like Slayer. This is exactly what I hear. What happened? Just fate? Something weird?
What happened? Where did it go astray?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, you need to tell us, because you're the guy that's been there through it all. What did you do to make it happen?
Go ahead.
What did I... Well, you know, back... What I kind of saw was, I mean, it kind of ended about, you know, like the, after we put out the Time record, 92-ish or something, that was, it was kind of the start of that grunge shit.
Yep.
And that kind of put a fork in, you know, a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry about the profanity. But that was kind of what ended up cooking us there at the end. Was, you know, putting out that, we put out the Time record and did one tour, and then, you know, the label wasn't really that, you know, label wasn't doing much for us. And it was just kind of a sinking ship at that point, because up to that point, it seemed like everything had always kind of been going up.
Yeah.
You know, bigger shows, things were always getting better. We didn't want to be reaching a plateau and even going downhill, you know, like a roller coaster, you know, like so many bands have gone through, you know, Slayer or whatever, Iron Maiden.
Right.
But had done a roller coaster, and our roller coaster kind of, you know, ended at that point. We didn't keep flogging it to small venues and whatever, you know.
Right, you stop when you're doing well.
Yeah, it just kind of, you know, splintered at that point. And, you know, I went off and tried to do other bands and this and that, you know, played with other people, and nothing, it was really all that notable.
You make a very good point, though, Eric. When that whole grunge thing came out, I did a whole show on this once. It just about killed metal for a while there, you know?
It was just, you know, a whole change of direction, and I mean, I like Alice in Chains, you know, I really like that, but I mean, it's, you know, Soundgarden and stuff,
oh, yeah,
but,
not, your band,
but you know, I mean, Nirvana's great and all, but, you know, it was kind of sloppy, I kind of thought.
Yeah. Oh, it was, and it was just the whole idea of, like, all focus, just all of a sudden, it's like, went there, and I don't know if labels thought that this is where our money is going to be now or what, but they all kind of streamed there for a little while, and it was like, what happened? I mean, there was some of your metal bands that just kept on keeping on, but they weren't getting near the airplay or the promo or anything. So
well, any back to the grunge thing, it was kind of a backlash from like the like real pompous hair metal.
Yep.
Stuff, you know, so, which in a similar way it was similar, like to you know, like when punk took off, whatever, early 80s or something. That was also kind of a backlash to what was going on at that time as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just kind of more maybe taking things back down to basics in a way. You know, plus it's just you know something different.
All that put aside, I never stopped. With metal. Metal's always been in my blood. It's always been in my life. And even my kids, that's listen, right from alongside me. But I never stopped writing. I never stopped, you know, doing what needed to be done, even though I wasn't in the public eye. So I'm looking forward to 2014. I'm looking forward to seeing what the band's reactions are on the upcoming events and upcoming announcements.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, and it is exciting, and I think you're coming out at a great time. I mean, 2014 is not that far away. You make it sound like it's that far away, but we're halfway through 2013, you know?
Oh, yeah. And again, we wouldn't want to come out ill-prepared. We want to come out, and I'm sorry, but we got to be bigger than life. I mean, because that's who we are. We want to give the fans everything, and we're going to... And that's why I'm here with Eric right now. We're setting down some ground rules and getting some songs lined up and figuring out how we're going to do this. And it's going to be awesome.
And you guys, it's great that you guys are together. I mean, you know, like you said, you're kind of jamming a little bit there together, discussing the fate of what's going to be going on with the band next year. Do you plan on, like, maybe writing one or two new little things?
Planning on it. Yes, we are.
Yay!
We're thinking about it.
This is just speculation. We're just speculating.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'm looking at five sets right now.
Yeah.
We got a couple in the makings.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, we have to talk about them a little bit more, but you know how it is.
Yeah, yeah. So this is great. So here you guys are. Definitely doing something next year. Where is the best place for people to check out Dark Angels to find out what the hell you guys got up your sleeves? So they know what you're doing, what your next move is going to be.
If you pull onto Facebook, you'll find that I think it's Don Doty 7. I think it is my page. Also, Mike, he started a Dark Angel official Facebook page. But I'm the one who always gets in trouble for opening up a little bit too much because, you know, I personally don't like keeping stuff hidden from the fans, but that's just who I am.
You just get excited.
Come by anytime, check it out, and if anything's new and anything's popping, you'll definitely find it here.
Okay, great. So the best spot probably is either your page as well as the Dark Angel official Facebook page, which I've already been sharing on my page as well, so people could go there to see just exactly what is going on with you guys, and that's where they could get the real deal. Them and, of course, here at Metal Messiah Radio. All the other things, just best check back with you to confirm everything.
You are awesome. You know what? We really love you. You're just...
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're a dream come true.
Oh, and we love you guys. This is very exciting for all of us. And, you know, we'll have you back on. Just before you go on tour, we'll have you back on. And then you can announce all your tour dates officially. No maybe, allegedly stuff.
Yeah,
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll definitely get away from the allegedly stuff by then. I think more like next month for sure you're going to hear a lot more positive and a lot more for sure concrete dates.
That'll be great. So we'll get updates from you and we'll pop them on the news or whatever, because like I said, there's a lot of fans and everything positive, you know. I love that. I love when I hear stories about, you know, bands that people have seen on the road and just all these great stories that bring back these great memories for people. It's fun. It's what metal is supposed to be all about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly. That's what metal's supposed to be like, you know? Right on.
So you guys will be back making more memories for everybody.
That's it. We're the memory makers.
Yep. That will do.
All right, guys. Hey, I'm going to let you get going. You can, you know, collaborate on alleged stuff over there, and we'll definitely get you guys back on. All right, so thank you so much for taking the time to do this with us here today.
Thank you. We really appreciate you and all those listeners out there.
Definitely.
Thanks.
Looking forward to seeing everybody out there next year.
Yeah.